Hi there, Kamasi here, coach, strategist, and author of a number of books, the most recent being The Successful Mind. But we're going to be talking about another of my books today as we work through this three-part series. So welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Berlin. I'm looking out in my open studio. It's a gorgeous day out there. There's lots of kites in the sky at this time of year. It's quite spectacular. So I'm, as always, very excited to share with you some practical tips, tools and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, your well-being, your health, your vitality and your overall success in life. And if you haven't already, remember I'm recording about once a month a guided meditation. So if you want to go deeper and work from the inside out, I strongly encourage you to try that out, particularly if you haven't listen to a guided meditation before, and I'd love to get your feedback on that. So today's program is a follow-on from last session, part one. This is part two, and what I'm looking at is how to experience authentic success. And as I said in the last podcast, this is based around my book, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and the big revelation for me when I started to write that book and look at research and study around success, I put the word authentic out the front of success and it changed the entire dialogue. It turned it from one-dimensional to three-dimensional into this holistic thing. So last episode, part one, I talked about two of the eight pillars. I'm going to talk about another three of the eight pillars today, and then part three, the last three pillars. So part one, we talked about daily joy and high quality relationships. So today we're going to talk about feeling connected, growing and evolving, meaningful life goals. And then in part three, we'll talk about financial flow, being aligned with your authentic self, and then a little bit of a dive into optimum health and vitality, one of my favorite subjects. But let's bring it here together for part two, and let's look at these three pillars to authentic success. And what I'm suggesting is if we want to feel successful in our bones, we need to get away from the idea that it's related to our bank account, it's related to our social status or our status in the workplace, our job description, and remove ourselves from this fixation on those and realize it's a bigger picture and a bigger story. There's other things that we want to focus on and be aware of if we truly want to feel successful. I've worked with numerous clients over the last decade plus in a coaching capacity where they might be extremely successful financially, but they're not happy. And one of the things, well, it could be any of these three things that I'm going to talk about today that might be causing that. And the first one I'm going to talk about is feeling connected. And I'm recording this in sort of late June 2020, been through the coronavirus experience, sort of coming out the end, there's still a lot of turbulence. So it's quite an interesting topic to be talking about around this particular time. For me, I look at feeling connected. The first one is feeling connected with self, then feeling connected with others. And then the third thing is feeling connected to something greater than ourselves. And one of the things this experience, this current coronavirus experience has created, is actually a disconnection in parts, this isolation. So we're less physically connected, this masking up thing, we're less physically connected again. The benefit or the opposite of those things where connection has actually been enhanced is people are connecting more online. So connecting more with family, connecting more with friends, connecting more with listening to dialogues, listening to interviews and conversations happening online. So there is a part of this connection process that is working well. So when I say these three parts, feeling connected with self, so it's a relationship with self, and I'm not going to go deep dive on it here. But feeling connected to yourself at a practical sense, and I like to keep things practical, it's being aware of what's happening in your body. So feeling connected to your body, your physical body, feeling connected to your emotions. And we might call this, using some, Stoic terminology maybe, or even some Eastern philosophies, a greater state of self-awareness. We're more aware of what's happening in our body so we can make choices around that. Maybe we choose to do something or don't do something because we're getting this feedback from our body. We're more connected to our emotions so we can sort of feel the connection to that emotion and we can use that feedback from that emotion as information to make decisions moving forward. So this is the first part of feeling connected. Then there's obviously feeling connected with others. And last episode I talked about the importance of high quality relationships. So when we feel connected with other people, and I might switch now and say the opposite of feeling connected with people is loneliness and feeling alone. And I've read some different research, and some of the research suggests that a deep sense of loneliness can be equivalent physiologically to the body as smoking a packet of cigarettes a day. Like, that's how disruptive it is for the nervous system. And if you're in a constant state where the stress response is activated, you're starting to create excess levels of cortisone. You're actually starting to break cells down. And that's why they liken this loneliness to actually smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So we need to feel connected with other people. And I'm reading a book at the moment, The Joy of Movement. It's talking about doing group exercises and moving in synchronicity with people. So it might be a yoga class where people are moving in a set pattern. It might be a exercise class, a group exercise class at the gym. Everyone's moving in a particular pattern. And this creates a deep sense of connection. It fires off the reward centers in the brain, more dopamine. So again, that sense of connection. There's probably oxytocin there as well, the social bonding neurotransmitter. The third thing is feeling connected with something greater than ourselves. And that can be a spiritual thing or that can be a very practical thing. I'm looking out over my balcony now and there's this beautiful green trees, looking at some fields, some farmers' fields. And for me, when I feel connected with nature, I feel a deep sense of peace. Because nature is less affected by political events, current affairs. This nature out here in front of me is not affected by viruses, not affected by stories of viruses, not in any state of fear. So when I feel connected with Mother Nature like that, this nature around me, I am actually able to go into a deeper state of calm. And everything gets better in life if we come from a deep place of calm. We make better decisions. We connect with people easier. We have a broader perspective. We see things more clearly. So that's connection. Connection with self, feeling connected with others, and feeling connected with something greater than ourselves. If that's Mother Nature or if that's a spiritual thing where you feel that you have a greater connection with life and it brings a greater sense of purpose to you. On the flip side, if someone, has all their money but they feel disconnected, maybe disconnected from their family, disconnected from friends, disconnected from their children, very, very hard for them to feel this deep sense of success when they have those experiences in their life. So moving on to the fourth pillar. And the fourth pillar is about growing and evolving. And the first sense, I guess, I had of this importance of growth was following Tony Robbins' work. And he's one of the, I guess, top success coaches in the world, based out of the US. And I suspect if you've been in the personal development space, you've probably heard of him. So he talks about the six basic human needs for us to feel fulfilled. And one of those six human needs is the need for growth. And again, as I've coached people over the last decade plus, I find if someone doesn't feel like they're growing and evolving in life, there's a sense of something missing. They're feeling a sense of stagnation. They're feeling a sense of not moving forward. And I use the analogy of Big Bang happened, I'm not sure whether it's 13.8 billion years ago or 14.8 billion years ago, long time ago. But since then, scientists are saying now that the universe is continuing to expand. So everything in the universe is going through this expansion thing that originated from the Big Bang. I believe that if we're made from the same stuff, and we are made from the same stuff that the rest of the universe is made from, this is expansion happening within us as well. So there's a desire to expand. There's something built within us. If we don't feel like we're growing, we feel a sense of something's off here. And that feeling like you're growing, evolving, might be learning new things. So you're learning new skills. You know, think back to if you're in a job and you've been in the same job for 5 years and there's no growth in that job, you're still doing the same old thing and it's feeling like Groundhog Day. There's a part of you that is very uncomfortable with that. Some little red light going off saying something needs to change. And that change might be letting you know that there's a need for growth, a need for expansion, a need for evolution. And I love the word evolution. It implies this process through life. It might be one of your primary goals in life to evolve through life as much as you can. So you need to cut away some old stuff for this evolution process and lean into learning some new stuff, taking some new stuff on. So I strongly believe if we don't have in our life opportunities for us to grow and stretch and evolve, again, it's very hard for us to feel successful. So are there some practical things that you need to do or that you can do to actually grow and evolve, whether it's in a workplace, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's within your physical body, whether it's your familial relationships? How can you integrate things into your life so that you have a sense of growing? Is it learning a new sport or playing a new sport? Is it learning a new musical instrument? Is it learning the art or going to art and learning how to paint? Is it learning how to do calligraphy? Like anything that makes you feel a sense of growth. And what you'll find, and Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi that wrote the book Flow talks about, when we're in this growth experience, we're actually more likely to experience flow. So again, that's one of the positive byproducts of actually doing things that help us stretch and grow. So again, I think that's absolutely essential if we want to feel this success within our bones. The third one I'm going to talk about today, pillar number 5, is called meaningful life goals. Meaningful life goals. So it goes beyond just having a goal, like that's okay. But if we can integrate into that goal and that goal setting process, checking off to ensure not only is it a goal that we desire, but is it a deeply meaningful goal? If I've got two goals side by side and similar sort of outcomes from, but one is more meaningful than the other, I know that the one that is more meaningful is actually going to give me a greater sense of joy, going to give me a greater sense of accomplishment, and it's likely to have a greater positive impact on things beyond myself. So here's what I recommend when it comes to goals. This is one of the most simple teachings I teach, and I can't remember where I actually learned this from. So thank you for whoever introduced me to this. I'll send out into the ether a thanks to you. So what I do when it comes to goals is I check three things. The three things I look at when it comes to this goal is I ask myself, is it good for me? And good for me in a holistic, not a hedonistic sort of way. Is it actually helping me to evolve? Is it actually good for my body? Is it good for my mind? Is it good for my emotional state? So is the attainment of this goal good for me? Second one, is it good for others? Is me attaining this goal actually have a positive knock-on effect, expansive effect for those people around me? Again, if I'm doing a goal, it's good for me, but it's not good for the people around me. It disrupts maybe my family. It disrupts my business unit. It disrupts my work community. Then maybe it's not such a meaningful goal. So it needs to be good for us. It needs to be good for the others around us in a service sort of way. And the third one is it good for the greater good? So is my goal actually making the world a better place? A classic example might be if your goal actually has a negative environmental consequence to you attaining that goal. Again, it's hard to feel good about yourself at the bones level, at this deep inner level. If you're doing something that's good for you, it may be good for others, but it trashes the planet, there's going to be a part of you that feels this discomfort. There's a part of you that's got this intelligent connection with nature, with this planet that you live on, this planet that causes you and supports your thriving. And a part of you, if you're doing something that's damaging the environment, there's possibly a part of you that feels discomfort in that. And again, I've worked with clients who might have been doing good things for themselves, but what they were doing wasn't actually serving other people in a positive, beneficial way. And so then there were drinking issues because they would try to numb out themselves to the realization that what they're doing in life and how they're going through life isn't actually making life better. Is it making the people around them better? Is it making the planet and the community and the greater experience a better place? So I believe it's really important when you come to setting up your goals, and I'm all about goals and having those targets to go for. It's like come up with those goals, but then do the checklist. Good for me holistically, good for others in a service sort of way, and is it good for the greater good? Check, check, check. Once you check those things off, I will guarantee you that you will have a deeper sense of fulfillment and satisfaction from that goal versus one that doesn't tick off all of those lists. So there you go. Number three pillar, feeling connected. Number four pillar, feeling like you're growing, evolving. Number five pillar, meaningful life goals. And again, if you want to go deeper into these things, check out my book, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, where I go deeper into each of those parts. And I go deeper into a couple of other aspects around this whole idea of creating authentic success in our lives. So I hope you enjoyed that, and thank you again for joining me today. As always, if you'd like to take this work any deeper, reach out to me, connect with me. I'd love to serve you and support you, particularly in this time and place as we're going through challenging times. If you're listening to this prior to the 7th of July, I strongly encourage you to check out my free life audit. And the way to get to that, jump onto my LinkedIn page, jump into my Facebook page, jump onto my website and go to the 30-day challenge, and there'll be a link for a free life audit. So it's a four-day program. I'm going to take people through a process of checking in, getting clear about where they're at, getting clear about what might be holding them back, getting clear about where they're going, and then I'll finish off day four with a live webinar for everyone. So if that is something that resonates for you, make sure you check out my website. I'll also put a link to that free life audit in the podcast notes on my page. So all you need to do is go to karlmassey.com and then click on the podcast tab, and you can get the information to join that free life audit there. So there you go. Thank you again so much for joining me for this podcast, part two of a three-part series looking at how to experience more authentic success in your life. So wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible, amazing planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.